Hi everyone, this is Joe Valenti and Jessica is here with me.
Hey.
And we're the directors of Frontline Summer Camp. And we're looking forward to a great year. If you've missed our first two episodes, please go back and listen to them as they'll give you some great insight about the vision and mission of Frontlines this year, as well as the scheduling and games that we have planned. Today in episode three, we're going to talk about the spiritual side and the role that you play in that. In addition to spending time with your kids during the games and activities and free time and getting to know them, there are a few ways that we want to encourage you to be very, very intentional in. The first is your prep for the small group time. Every evening after our service, we'll split off into small groups by team. Sometimes we'll split up then by gender as well or by age group, and you'll have a group of kids that you can walk through and process through the talk with. We've planned with our speakers that they are going to have a final draft of their message to us actually here in a few weeks by the middle of June, so that we can write good questions and good curriculum for you guys to work through. And we're hoping to have that to you by the beginning of July, so you've got a couple weeks to engage with it before summer camp. Please, please spend time with that content so that you have an idea of where you want to go with your small group, the questions that you can ask. Because if you don't, that small group time can be kind of a waste. But if you do, it can be incredibly beneficial to backing up what the speakers are saying each night. Another thing that we have is we'll have a list of responsibilities and ideas for you. That will be in your leader packet, but I'm just going to have Jessica go over it. I know I prefer to listen to things instead of read, so this will give you the opportunity to do that as well.
So some of the responsibilities that we're looking from you as our leaders are, first and foremost, we're really looking for you to take a leadership role within your group, to show your students that you are in charge. And there are several ways you can do that. And you can be fully participating and encouraging your students to fully participate in all the activities that are going on at camp. You can be intentional just in all the aspects that you know, you're on the bus on the way to camp and you're sitting next to a student. What can you talk to them about to help build that relationship with them? Team building, we want you to really pump up your team and get them close together so that they can build that unity throughout the week. We're looking for, during worship services, that you are being active and involved in the worship and the message, and that you're encouraging your students to do the same, because that's where they're really getting, you know, that's where God's really going to be speaking to them, is during those worship times. Another thing we did last year, we did envelopes, and each student had an envelope, and anyone at camp could write a little note and put it in anyone's envelope. And so we're encouraging you as leaders to make sure that you're writing notes in your students' envelopes, encouraging them, letting them know that you believe in them, helping them, letting them know that you are there for them, even after camp ends. So another thing that is big is just camp rules and cleanliness. We are guests at Yule Beach, so we just need to make sure that we as leaders and just as a big group, including the students, keep in mind that we need to keep the campsite looking great and staying clean the whole week.
The final thing that we ask you guys to do that is a little more administrative is our spiritual growth record. And you'll have several leaders on your team, and so we ask at the beginning of the week that you just kind of split your team up, that you each take a few of them, and find 15 to 20 minutes throughout the week, preferably at the end after they've kind of worked through some of what God is putting on their heart, and just take time to go through this spiritual record and fill it out with them. They'll put in their information, how long they've been at camp, if they normally go to our church or a different church. There'll be decisions like if they've made a decision for salvation or baptism in the past, if they made those decisions this week, how you can follow up with them or how we as a youth ministry can follow up with them, some of the plans that they might have to change in their life as they go home from camp, and then you'll write some insights on that camper so that we can have that in our youth ministry and pass that on to the student leader that will be with them in the fall. It'll really help them get a leg up as we begin our fall programming. So in all that you do, think through the fact that spiritual growth record is coming down the road, and it'll give you an opportunity to really keep some things in the back in the back of your brain to prepare for that. So thanks so much. I think we're about 5 minutes right now, which is probably long enough. So we hope that you're having a great day. We're looking forward to having you at Frontlines 2011. And if you need anything, as always, you can visit frontlinessummercamp.com or you can email me at jvalenti@cvconline.org. Thanks and have a great one.